What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Sugar retailers could face stiff penalties for not complying with the revised standards governing labeling and packaging. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Effective July 1, the new labeling, packaging, and food safety requirements for brown and granulated sugar will become mandatory for prepackaged sugar across the island. This means that all sugar being sold to the public should be appropriately packaged, sealed, and labeled. The revised mandatory standards for brown cane sugar, the compulsory standards declaration of standard specification brown sugar revised order 2016, annuls the compulsory standards declaration of standard specification brown cane sugar order 1985. The new standards were gazetted on December 30, 2016, and were prompted by changes in the international market.
It is necessary for the industry to improve their systems and processes to produce better quality sugar. This would not only ensure that a safe, high-quality product is available for local consumption, but that the sugar would also conform to international standards.
Manager for Standards Development and Certification, BSJ, Karen Watson-Brown. All prepackagers must be registered with the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority, NCRA.
Registration with the NCRA is compulsory for the product to be on the shelf and for us not to pull the product from the shelf to ensure that it is safe for the trade.
NCRA Chief Executive Officer Larice Edwards-Brown. Mrs. Edwards-Brown is appealing to stakeholders to ensure that they are in compliance with immediate effect.
We're asking that if it is that you have purchased sugar in a wholesale quantity and it is not repacked in a sealed container which is labeled according to the standards established by the Bureau of Standards, we're asking that you pull those from the shelves and you seek to get those in compliance before you put them back on the shelves.
Establishments that are not registered with the entity are also required to remove items. Businesses interested in repackaging and registering their product should contact the NCRA or the Bureau of Standards. Consumers are being encouraged to be vigilant and desist from buying products that are not processed and packaged under hygienic conditions and contain foreign matter. A list of registered facilities will be completed and made available to the public. Sugar package labels must include the product name and brand name, net content, name and address of manufacturers, distributors, importers or vendors, storage conditions, country of origin, lot identification, date markings, and instructions for use.
The amendments to the standard include the removal of grain sizes, the inclusion of more detailed labeling requirements, and the facilities implement a food safety system, example HACCP. And HACCP means Hazard Analysis Critical Control Point.
Manager for Standards Development and Certification at the Bureau of Standards, Karen Watson-Brown. The standard also states that sugar must not be packaged at the point of sale, but must be sold in sealed, labeled packages, and that there should be no foreign matter in the sugar that may compromise food safety or may be hazardous to health. Examples of hazardous material include plastics, stones, glass, or strings. Breaches of the new standard could result in confiscation of the product, a fine of $3 million, and 12 months in prison. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.